USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett faced questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee for the first time on day two of her confirmation hearing. California Senator Dianne Feinstein pushed Barrett over her refusal to state a position on Roe versus Wade.
Do you agree with Justice Scalia's view that Roe was wrongly decided?
Senator, I completely understand why you are asking the question, but again, I can't pre-commit or say, yes, I'm going in with some agenda, because I'm not. I don't have any agenda. I have no agenda to try to overrule Casey. I have an agenda to stick to the rule of law and decide cases as they come.
With the second presidential debate canceled, both campaigns say their candidates will hold town halls on Thursday night instead. Former Vice President Joe Biden will hold a town hall in Philadelphia, hosted by ABC's George Stephanopoulos. The president's team is in talks with NBC to host a similar event in Miami at the same time. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer, and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Wall Street snapped a four-day winning streak as the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down more than 150 points, shedding a little more than 0.5%. The S&P 500 fell 0.6%, and the NASDAQ Composite was slightly off, closing just shy of 11,900 points. Investors showed uncertainty at the state of negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus package. They also reacted to a mixed day of corporate earnings announcements. A hiker in Utah had an uninvited guest on a recent run, and now his experience has gone viral. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
Kyle Burgess was on a 10-mile run on a hiking trail in Utah when a cougar began stalking him.
Go away! Go away! Please go away!
Come on, dude. I don't feel like dying today.
Burgess, walking as fast as he can and videotaping the nearly six-minute ordeal with the cougar, eventually threw a rock at the animal and it ran away. Wildlife experts say he did the right thing by yelling loudly at the animal and standing tall.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Nevada man has become the first American to contract the coronavirus twice. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
In the first confirmed case of its kind in the United States, a young Nevada man has been reinfected with COVID-19, with the second wave of the illness far more severe than the first. The case study, published Monday in the Lancet Medical Journal, looked at a 25-year-old Washoe County man who in the space of 2 months tested positive for COVID-19, marking the fifth confirmed reinfection case worldwide. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A U.S. appeals court has sided with the governor of Texas in a ruling over how many ballot drop boxes Texas counties can have. The federal appeals court upheld Governor Greg Abbott's proclamation that each county can only have one drop-off point for absentee ballots. Critics had argued the governor's proclamation restricted voting access by forcing all voters in a county to one drop-off point. But the court argued in its decision that leaving the governor's decision in place still allows absentee voters many methods to cast their ballots, more than current Texas law would allow. And the Tennessee Titans had no positive COVID-19 tests this morning, so tonight's game against the Buffalo Bills is on. The Titans haven't played a game since September 27th when a coronavirus outbreak spread through the team. The NFL hasn't played on a Tuesday since 2010. That game between the Eagles and the Vikings was moved because of a blizzard. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.